172, O come all ye faithful, verses 1, 2, 6, and 7a. Happy Christmas to you all as we gather here in St. Columba's to celebrate the good news of the birth of Christ. It's a great delight to welcome extended family members back to St. Columba's, those home from university, those back from working in England, back with mum and dad, and back into their home parish church where they grew up in the faith. All of you are most welcome. And we welcome two visitors and neighbours who are joining with us on this day of hope and of great joy. We follow the service as before you, and at the very beginning of our service, we're going to light all of the candles on the Advent wreath, including the four we have been doing on each of the Advent Sundays, and then we're going to light the centre candle, which is the Christ candle. And I'm going to invite Rachel Laycock to come forward, along with the children who are going to be helping us with this important work. I'm going to give this to a responsible adult. And Rachel Laycock is this person. And Dr. McKee has the fire brigade on standby, should they be needed. So Rachel, no pressure.
On this Christmas day, all of the candles of the Advent wreath are lit.
The candle for hope is lit because Jesus is our hope.
The candle for peace is lit because Jesus is our peace.
The candle of joy is lit because Jesus brings joy.
The candle of love is lit because Jesus is love.
Savior. Great God of love and light, we thank you now for the light of that special star over 2,000 years ago that guided humble shepherds and learned wise men to the holy babe. Lead us now by the light of your love, that we also may follow you to new life in him, in celebration of the birthday of our King and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Rachel has done a superb job, and you can cancel that call to the fire authority, Dr. McKee. All is well. And you've even extinguished this. Brilliant. You can take the rest of the day off. And now the light is at its strongest. On our Advent wreath, all five candles are lit, but the key one is the central one, the Christ candle, now lit, celebrating the light of Christ on this Christmas morning. And so we turn to our service sheets. This is the day that the Lord has made. Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips and all the day long with our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we are lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now. We're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. We stand as a forgiven people. Therefore, let us praise God for his mercy and give thanks to him for his goodness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God fills the whole earth.
Come, let us worship.
Thank you.
collect for Christmas Day. Almighty God, you've given us in your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, and as at this time to be born of a pure virgin. Grant that we, who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all of the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see the thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
Thank you.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Congratulations, we've made it. We've got to December 25th successfully and safely, with no disasters and no complications and no stresses and no strains. And here we all are, full of energy and great life to celebrate good news. Isn't that right? Well, that was a damn squib. Isn't that right?
Yes.
In a lot of my parish visiting recently, I've seen one common feature in many houses, and it's not Christmas trees. It has been a little sort of blackboard with number of sleeps to Christmas. And every house I went into, for some reason or other, unlike other lists or boards, this one was always telling the right information. Some young person in the house would carefully scrub out the last number and put in one number less. And yesterday I was in a house in the afternoon, and there was one sleep left for Christmas. And so here we are. So who was up at 1 a.m.? Hands up. 1 a.m.? Don't worry, this is a confidential environment. There are no media. The BBC have now left. Radio 4 are away, as are Radio Ulster. There's nobody recording this. Hands of those up at 2 a.m. 3 a.m. Oh, well done. Excellent. Wonderful. How pleased was Dad? Was he really pleased? Chris, did you say Happy Christmas?
Possibly not.
4 a.m.? Oh, we're getting more. 4 a.m. What was the reaction at 4 a.m.? Get back to bed. What Christmas spirit that is. Season of peace and goodwill. Get back to bed. Is that what your parents said to you in years past in the rectory in St. John's? Get back to bed. Dear, oh dear, oh dear. 5 a.m. Oh, very good, excellent. And what was said in your house at 5 a.m.?
Nothing.
Ah, very good. 6 a.m. Still no mums and dads are surfacing here. 6 a.m. We have a lone ranger down here. There must now go to be a mass excitement of hands. 7 a.m. Yes, I feature at 7. Oh, very good. Well, 7:15, 7:30. Oh, brilliant. You had an extra 3 hours lie-in from your brother. Very good. 7:45. The parish organist still isn't up, it has been noted. Oh, 7 o'clock. Showing off. 8 a.m. What time were you up at? 7:15, excellent. 8:30, 9. Well, we're here, we've made it. And to mums and dads, well done with your energy levels for getting it just over the line. And to all the young people, well done to you all and your excitement. And you young people can say to us adults something very important. Christmas is about enthusiasm, and it's about good news. And sometimes us adults are, oh, how many more things do I have to do on the to-do list? And we're just flaking. But kids come in with vitality. This is good news. So well done to all you kids for saying to us adults and grandparents, this is a good news day, and good news is full of hope, and now we have arrived. And the difficulty is, when we arrive in a state of, if we're honest, and of course we're in church, and we have to be honest, Canon Laverty, when we arrive at a big day and we are exhausted, what happens to the real message? Get back to bed! All right? And I sense that's going to be said maybe later on today at some point or other. Yes? A few weeks ago, Howard and I, a very rare occurrence. We're shopping together. Doesn't happen very often. I tend to be otherwise engaged. Parish matters, you understand. And Caroline spots this wonderful box, solar lights, and all full of enthusiasm, produces them to me, and I say, what a good idea. Get the right words in early. No more batteries required, no more changing batteries. This is going to be wonderful for outside in the rectory. And so we go home, all excited. This box in the car, in fact, there are two boxes, two sets. And nothing would do, but they have to be opened immediately and put out. I was not qualified to put them out properly. So I kept two paces behind in an overseeing capacity. And the lights were carefully put on those wonderful bushes each side the rectory front door. The ones you pass by as you come in. And they were beautifully put on, and I complimented Caroline on a wonderful initiative, and then in for coffee. Next day, a message came through in my phone, text message, are the lights working? I had to leave my study and pop outside the front door. I had to walk back in. How do you say no politely? How do you find the right way of saying no when there was such enthusiasm? All the hope of this box and now nothing. So I just said no. Caroline came home. That's not very good. All that work, all the effort, lights in darkness. Next day, another message. Are the lights working? No. Next day, lights working? No. And the following Sunday, around the rectory table having coffee after church, it was Jenny Smith. And sadly, Canon Smith and Jenny Smith are both down with flu at the moment. We do wish them a speedy recovery. We were telling them the story of the lights. And Jenny said, you have turned them on, haven't you? What, says I? You have turned them on, Rector, haven't you? Well, I've never got up off a chair so fast and moved out to these lights to look and to investigate the lights, and there was a blessed switch. Turned it on, and that night what happened? Lights! Wonderful! Absolutely wonderful. There they were, working. Well, the Christmas story. Hope, joy, we know it. There it is. Christ has arrived in the manger in the stable at Bethlehem. Mary and Joseph have been faithful to God. They've trusted in God. And there he is. And there we are here. Those lights were at the door. We were in the house. But nobody connected with it. We knew they were there, but they weren't working. The Christmas story, it's there, but it needs us to turn it on in our own lives. How can the hope of Christ enter into our life, our pain, our worries, our anxieties, our stresses, and all the difficulties we have if we don't turn it on? We need first to accept the gift of Christ into our lives, and then it's not just for us on our own, a little exclusive club. This message is to be shared with one another, because the baby Jesus didn't stay a baby for very long. I'm glad Evie over here has been baptized, because she's now so much bigger and is continuing to grow and grow, as we all do. Jesus did so as well. He grew and grew, and his ministry was all about people. How could he help people? How could he support people? How could he encourage people? How could he give hope to people? Now that's the challenge. The challenge is for us to turn on the Christmas story in our lives, to turn on the acceptance of baby Jesus into our lives, and not just for us, but for us to share that with one another through what we say and through what we do. And that is so, so important. Christmas is not about us. It's about the Christmas message in us, reflected through our words and through our actions to make a difference. May it not just be out there. We see it, we know it, but no connection. Because if that is the way we embrace it, be like those lights of the rectory. They're there, but they're not connected. May we connect the Christmas story completely, and then it will be a happy Christmas. Then hope will be seen to shine in hopelessness. Light will shine in darkness. That is for us. So, well done, we've got here. But Christmas Day is not the end. It's just the beginning of making God's gift real for so many people. And we need to be involved to connect. Let's do it. Happy Christmas. So we stand for the affirmation of faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things?
We believe and trust in Him.
Do you believe and trust in His Son Jesus Christ who redeemed the world?
We believe and trust in Him.
Do you believe and trust in His Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God?
We believe and trust in Him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith.
Believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The congregation may be seated as the children come to sing their anthem. Come and join the celebration. Rachel and Joyce.
So for the prayers, we have Max, Robert, Hazel and Jack giving us a Christmas poem.
My church is full of singing. My heart is full of joy. My nativity has the last piece, a little baby boy.
My Bible tells me of his life. My mind is filled with tales. My prayer is full of thankfulness because on this very day, the Son of God came down to earth to teach us right from wrong and spread forgiveness through the world. Today, true love was born.
And so we celebrate this day with presents, trees and lights. We play fun games with loved ones and eat food that's really nice. For this day is the birthday of a precious little boy, sent to save the world forever, sent to bring us joy.
Amen. Amen.
And as we continue with our prayers are in various sections, and at the end of each section there is a verse and a congregational response. And the verse to Jesus, light of the world, is scatter the darkness. Jesus, light of the world. Father, we rejoice and sing, for you love us with a great love. We give thanks to you for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ into your world and into our lives. Jesus, light of the world, let us enjoy your presence with us and the love that you offer to us in Jesus our Lord. We give thanks for all who celebrate this Christmas. Unite us in faith with all other Christians who are worshipping in churches, in their own tradition, and those who worship in their home. Unite us with all who acknowledge Jesus in their midst. Jesus, light of the world, bless the outreach of the mission of your church. Give all your people the courage to tell the gospel story and proclaim your presence and love. We remember all whose lives are darkened by faith, by fear, those who have no faith, and those who doubt God's love, and those who doubt even themselves. Jesus, light of the world, we ask for peace on the earth and goodwill among all people. We ask that we may learn to accept your peace as the Prince of Peace. Share your peace, live your peace. We remember before you all who suffer from war or violence, especially at this time. And we pray into the dangerous situation existing between America and North Korea and in other parts of the world. Lord Jesus, light of the world, we give thanks for our homes and the friends with whom we will celebrate this Christmas. We remember before you all who suffer from war or violence at this time, especially in countries where persecution is rife and the Christian faith is difficult to practice. Jesus, light of the world, we remember in your presence all who are ill at home or in hospital, all who grieve the loss of a loved one, all who are struggling in any way. And we pray in particular for the people of the Philippines at this time, resulting from the storm and the devastation of their homes, lives, and families. We pray for all doctors and nurses, and for everyone who has to be at work today. Jesus, light of the world, scatter the darkness. We give thanks that Jesus came down to lift us up, that he lived that we might not die. We remember loved ones departed in the fullness of your kingdom. Jesus, light of the world, scatter the darkness. And now we turn to the order of service, and we join together in the following prayers. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organisations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words of our Saviour Jesus Christ. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
During this offertory hymn, at the very beginning, I'm going to ask the children to come forward with their gifts. And every Christmas, the children bring gifts that we then deliver to the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice to give to children who are so very, very ill, to give to them a token of our prayerful support to them and their families. And the cash collection at this service is going to be allocated to the work of Vision Aid Overseas. And many of us will know Jonathan Hall from Jonathan Hall's Opticians at King's Square. And Jonathan was with us a few months ago in St. Columba's telling us about the work that he does in Africa to conduct eye tests and to dispense spectacles for those who need them so very badly. And he tells of the huge difference it makes to their life and for their work. So I ask you to be generous in your giving as we give back something of what God has given us to help those in such great need. Our offertory hymn, number 179, and we sing verses 1, 2, 5, and 6. Accept, Lord, these our gifts and use them for your purposes of love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In our prayer now, as we join together in saying it, we pray that all that we have experienced and participated in at this service of St. Columba's will have a practical application. May we receive the gift of Christ, may we turn Christ on in our lives, and may the hope that Christ gives to us, may that be reflected out to all those whom we meet in our families, in our workplace, in the wider community, to enable light, the light of Christ, to shine in darkness. May we make that connection, and may we have the opportunity to serve Christ as together we say this prayer, and may we then go forward to live it out. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives as well as our worship be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one all things earthly and heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this Christmas day and forevermore. Amen. Serve the Lord.
In Christ. Amen.
Enjoy family time and be mindful of the needs of others. Happy Christmas.